a small Florida airport and its extreme NIMBY battle. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. The Valkyria Airport on Florida's Space Coast made news again this week when one of the most strident anti-airport activists was named to the airport's advisory board. One Brevard County commissioner said he'd be less surprised to see an arsonist named fire chief. But anyway, to bring some perspective to this story, I wanted to share with you a conversation I had last August with Mike Whaley, co-chairman of the Valkyria Airfest and Open House. I talked with Mike on the afternoon before a county commission vote on an airport master plan, which was scheduled following the 15th public hearing on the matter. This NIMBY battle was a long-running soap opera of sorts and featured some unique circumstances and characters, but the master plan was ultimately approved. There are some important lessons in this story for anyone fighting on behalf of a local airport. Mike, welcome in, and thanks for agreeing to spend a few minutes with us today.
Thank you, Paul.
I wanted to give you some time here because your airport is somewhat under fire. I think like a lot of World War II era military training fields that were then deeded over to government entities, this one has kind of just chugged along without any real vision, and the pilots in your area are trying to put forth a master plan that'll kind of get a vision in common nailed down so you can go forward, get some FAA money that you would otherwise be able to get. Tell us, just in a nutshell, the history of the airfield and how it came to the point where it is now.
Back in World War II, it was actually a satellite field for the Melbourne Airport, or Melbourne Naval Air Station at the time. And all of Florida is kind of dotted with these little ex-military airports. After the war, in 1958, the federal government transferred the airport with a quitclaim deed over to Brevard County. And from there on out, Brevard County has had a kind of a variety of attitudes towards it. At most times, it's basically been somewhat standoffish. There's been some periods of active hostility, unfortunately. There's been some times where they actually supported it fairly well. Unfortunately, for the last many years, it's basically been neglected, is probably the best word to describe it as.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the problems are there's a probably typical for a lot of small airports. There's a very few small handful of people who just basically have it out for the airport. And some of these people have actually become sort of masters at stirring up the community with all sorts of fears and rumors and all sorts of crazy things that aren't true. But since they're out to get the airport, they use that as a weapon against it, basically.
Well, there are a couple of ways, though, if I'm not mistaken, that this is a little different from the typical NIMBY battle. Most of the airport battles we hear about in Florida, especially, have to do with airports that are now, you know, surrounded and encroached upon by dense residential development. This is still a relatively rural setting, is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. The township that's surrounding it, which actually when we started this master plan process a year and a half ago at the beginning of 2006, it was actually not in a town. It was in purely county property. And it, kind of in the middle of this process, the area around it, actually the people voted to incorporate as the town of Grant Valkyria, partly because it was a rural country sort of atmosphere, and they didn't want neighboring communities to the town of Palm Bay is a growing town, and they've and part of that growth they've annexed people into it with their permission, but a lot of the people were like basically didn't want to see that happen there, so they said, well, we'd like to control our own destiny. Basically they want to stay as a very rural country, kind of quiet neighborhood. And the airport's in that kind of environment, which, suits the pilots there just fine. They like having that low pressure, there's not a tower. They don't want, heavy traffic or, anything like that. Basically it's a good place for the recreational guys to go who are flying, Cessnas and Piper Cubs, and there's some ultralights and powered parachuters and, that kind of thing.
And a whole bunch of new light sport aircraft on the market now that look appealing to the people in the demographic which populate Brevard County.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've been seeing more and more of those down there, which I think is great. We've got a very high percentage of people in our county are actually aviation involved in some way. And being Florida, probably no secret to anybody, it's actually, a big place for people go when they retire. And we see a lot of guys who've, retired from the airlines or other lines of work, and they have the time and money basically now to follow their dream of flying all they can.
All right. I've looked at your master plan and frankly, it looks like, you have a lot fewer problems, at least on paper, than most small airports that want to develop a master plan and apply for FAA funding and that sort of thing. Let me just run down a couple of bullet points and tell me if I recall them correctly, because it's been a little while since I looked at your master plan. But it looks as though you have there are four runways there. Two have been neglected to the point or used for parking or taxiways or whatever, to the point where they're going to be just decommissioned as runways. You'll have two 4,000-foot runways left, and you want to resurface and improve them. And then it looks like you want to spend about $10 million over a 20-year period on capital improvements. If I recall the other numbers correctly, there's over 400 guys on a waiting list for hangar space within 30 miles of your airport. So clearly there's an economic base to move forward with a plan like the one you're talking about. What is it about the airport that this handful of people are just so upset about?
It's kind of hard to say. I mean, if you look at it from that standpoint, where you take an objective look, there really is no reason not to take care of it. We feel it could be one of the best little small recreational airports around, and that includes the surrounding community. We don't see why the neighborhood has anything to fear from meeting the needs of those pilots who want the hangars and these other things. Unfortunately, it really, the only way you can put it is, it comes down to a very small handful of people who just have a vendetta against the airport and haven't let the facts get in the way of that. And they've just, apparently are just willing to do anything to stop it, whether it's good for everybody else or not. And the input we've gotten from the other neighbors that we've talked to through this process of developing this plan, certainly a lot of their fears have been resolved, and a lot of those folks are very supportive now of what's set forth in this master plan, because they were included. They realize that, the pilots aren't out to get them. They aren't out to be flying big jets all night long over their house or anything like that. They just, they want to find out how we can make everybody as happy as they can be, and everybody get along and everybody has a good time. So really, unfortunately, it just comes down to a few people who just don't want to go along with that for whatever personal reasons they have. And unfortunately, everybody in the county pays the price because it's kept the airport from being profitable or self-supporting, really, is the better way to put it. As well as all this unmet need out there that we haven't been able to do anything about because they've fought it so viciously. For whatever reason. So.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a break here for a moment. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the political process up to this point, because I think it's kind of remarkable. I'm Paul Platt. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
Welcome Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plagg, talking today with Mike Whaley, member of EAA Chapter 1288, co-chairman of an air festival and open house held recently at the Valkyria Airport. Mike, we talked a little bit in the first half of this special feature about the situation of the airport. You want to do a master plan. You want to move forward. There is a handful of NIMBYs who are obviously a handful of people can be very effective in stopping government from moving, especially if they have time on their hands. Now tell us a little bit about the process up to this point. You are kind of the victim of earlier master plans that were done and way, way overshot in their estimates, the development that actually has occurred in your area.
Absolutely. Back in 1990, there was a master plan that was done by a contractor, not the one Florida Tech is doing our current master plan. They've done nothing but an excellent job. But another contractor back then did a very, shall we say, optimistic plan that basically mapped out a lot of development, big industry moving into the airport. Basically, every usable space on the field was used for something. They wanted to build jet terminals and all sorts of stuff that was just completely inappropriate for the area. The pilots didn't want it. The neighborhood didn't want it. The county didn't even want all that. We're not really sure how that came to pass. A lot of the people involved in that have since moved on to other things.
Well, sure, they didn't want to live near an airport like that.
Yeah, exactly. but the result of that, and that apparently had one public meeting when that process went through, and when the word got out, obviously the people who were against the airport just went bananas. All the people who ordinarily probably wouldn't even care one way or the other went bananas because, you know, they were so afraid that this would happen. And a lot of the pilots just went nuts. And I think, you know, in the end, basically everybody ended up shaking their heads and saying, well, this is so unrealistic. We couldn't do this if we wanted to. And if you fast forward a few years to late 2005 or so, the political situation in the county had shifted a bit. We had a new commissioner in, a couple new commissioners, I believe, and we were finally able to get an update on the agenda. And the impetus for the pilots wanting to do that was basically without a valid plan, even the feds and the state DOT recognized that that plan was just out to lunch and you couldn't run the airport by it. Mm-hmm. And without a valid master plan that made sense, we basically couldn't get any of the funding and grants that's available to small airports to update runways, do a lot of safety, security-type improvements. And the county, with the attitude over the years, basically had been to do the bare minimum to keep it going, and sometimes even that wasn't done. So in early 2006, at the county commission meeting, it was quite interesting. We actually had 107 people signed up to speak at this thing. Probably be roughly 50-50. I think there were a few more pro-airport people than not, but great amount of community interest in just doing a study on this master plan.
Well, now, a master plan is a good thing even for the NIMBYs, because if you're going to have an airport, you know, at least have a master plan that sets down the expectations for everybody. Why was that such a controversial issue?
Well, I completely agree. And again, it comes down to a very tiny handful of people with ulterior motives that just want to get rid of the airport no matter what. Ironically, of course, they claim to represent the community. In fact, they don't. Most of the community members that were involved with them when they saw what was going on with some of the organizations that they were involved in quickly got out.
Right.
You know, and after the 1990 plan, there were many people, certainly with legitimate concerns. I don't want anybody to think that the pilot community thinks that anybody who's concerned about the airport or noise, that, you know, the pilot community is looking down on them, because I don't think that's true at all. I think they were very upset, though, that these few people have so muddied the waters and spread so many rumors and untrue things around that the legitimate concerns have a hard time rising to the top and being dealt with because they're so buried under the crazy stuff.
Well, now let's talk about, you've had 14 public hearings about this at various times over the past year and a half.
Right.
And it comes down to this meeting tonight of the Brevard County Commission. What do you think is going to happen there? And tell us how you think the deck is stacked. I noticed from your press release that you had one particular county commissioner who you thought might be a key vote.
Right. We're expecting, to some extent at least, a repeat of the first meeting where they approved the study, and that a lot of people will be there having been told untrue things about what this is going to do to their community. There's going to be jets, there's big development, all training, all this stuff. And those 14 meetings, certainly the reason there were so many, our county's budget is $4 billion, and they only had four public meetings for that, and nobody complained.
Right.
So they basically, the county and the developers of this and the airport staff, who's another big reason why this is coming to pass, is we've got a very active airport staff who is into general aviation, recreational planes, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we've had to take those pains because those people were out there stirring up trouble, and we didn't, the aviation community and the county didn't want anybody to get the feeling that we're trying to shut them out. Because if you can't make the neighbors happy, all that's going to do for you is this is going to come back again and again, and they're not going to be happy, and you're not going to be happy, and it's just bad all around.
Right.
There were a lot of issues that were sometimes difficult to work out. A big thing is night lights. It's come to light, nobody knew until this study, that the county actually has 1,000 operations at night for their mosquito control helicopters and law enforcement. Nobody knew they were even there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no lights anywhere on the field. These guys are out there I've seen them out there with Coleman lanterns trying to land their helicopters. And that's a big point that the neighbors are, well, not even all the neighbors, but the anti-airport activists have gone on about, is how this is going to destroy the community if we have night lights. And, what this flip side of that they don't want to answer is, well, if there's a crash because they couldn't see and a massive lawsuit by the survivors, well, that's not going to be good for the county either.
Right.
At this point, we'd like to have as many people as could possibly come and speak in favor of the master plan. And the other side is trying to basically get them to send it back, claiming that it does a lot of stuff they didn't contract for. Well, those are all things that have come out in the course of doing the study that they'd be, the contractor at Florida Tech would have been negligent to ignore, because it's serious safety or financial type stuff that goes right to the heart of operating the airport safely and keeping everybody safe and self-sufficient, from the financial standpoint.
Right.
So there wasn't an attempt to use this to sneak those in. It was simply a, hey, it's our job to tell you what you're dealing with. The county may or may not follow that, but, nobody wants to see somebody get hurt because they didn't take action. That's basically what's gone on for almost 20 years. There's a lot of issues at work here, but our big focus is really the safety. You could go on all day long about what should or shouldn't have been done or the history, but the fact is we just have very serious safety issues that if it doesn't get fixed, somebody's going to get hurt. And within a year following the plan, we can also make the airport completely self-sufficient financially.
Mike, that's about all the time we have today, but thanks very much for taking a few minutes out for our listeners, and stay in touch.
Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll let you know the outcome, and hopefully it'll be a positive one.
A few hours after I had that conversation with Mike back in August, the County Commission did approve the airport master plan. Mike Whaley is the co-chairman of the Valkyria Airfest and Open House, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.